What is going on, gents? It's RPM here. The modern woman has made it crystal clear that they are not interested in the vast majority of men today. However, there is a silver lining. Men now have more options available to them. Pay for play, passports, monk mode, and of course, the synthetic companion. With so many brands out there, such as WM, JY, SE, and for gamers, Game Lady, you can find or build the perfect companion and continue to watch modern women experience this. The wall is undefeated. When you're ready, search the doll form to get started. RPM, I am out. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the Armory with a very important update. Gentlemen, yes, this is a synthetic companion-based video because of a change in the environment. And we all know as men, when there's a change to the environment, what is the first thing we do? Study and adapt. Yes, gentlemen, there's been a huge change to the environment out here in Arizona. And before I go any further, major shout out to Jay White for dropping this comment in the comment section, because without him, I would not have known this. And odds are, since I didn't know this, that would have increased my chances of actually getting caught up. Now, yes, gentlemen, there has been a major change in the environment in the form of a bill that has been signed into law. Now, let's get into the article that was published on the 26th of June. New Arizona law will make it a felony to pay for sex directly. Now, of course, I added directly. Why? Because as long as men have been duped into believing that they don't pay for sex directly through means of relationships, a lot of men still believe that they're not paying for it, which they actually are. They're paying more without actually getting sex. But we'll go into that later. State lawmakers approved a new approach they say should cut down on pay for play, be harsher on customers while easing up on victims of sex trafficking. Wow. Right out of the gate, this is a strictly misandric law. You cannot argue this. This is literally the equivalent of saying, we're going to punish the drug user, not the drug dealer. I want you to keep that in mind. Legislation is set to take effect in September that will make it a felony to pay for play. It is already a misdemeanor, and there are mandatory 15-day jail terms for a first offense, going up to 6 months behind bars for those convicted three or more times. So, already, if you get nailed, 15-day sentence for jail, guess what? You're automatically going to lose your job. House Bill 2720, approved with bipartisan support, adds a mandatory $200 fine for customers above and beyond anything imposed by the court. The money collected will be earmarked for special programs to help victims of sex trafficking. Yeah, and I got oceanfront property in Arkansas to sell you. This is a grift. This is highway robbery that has been legalized. At the same time, the new law contains other provisions designed to assist those who want to get out of sex work. Most notably, it strengthens existing law that allows someone convicted of pay-for-play to have that conviction, vacated if a judge determines the person's participation in the crime was quote-unquote a direct result of being a victim of sex trafficking. Essentially, the woman goes free, gets her court record sealed. She can walk off back into the general public like the dirty bomb that she is. What's new is that under these circumstances, a judge will be required to seal all records relating to the person's arrest, conviction, and sentence, giving what backers of the measure say is a fresh start to be able to seek employment and housing without having a record. Meanwhile, the man is absolutely blasted all over the media. Once again, you cannot tell me that this is not a blatantly misandric law. Democratic Senator Flavio Bravo said the measure is the work of years of negotiations. Yeah, right. It reflects understanding that the status quo was not working, said Bravo, who represents a portion of Phoenix known for the prevalence of pay-for-play on the streets. So he's talking about 27th Avenue. What measures did they really try? I guarantee you there's one measure that they didn't try. That's right. Legalizing. Putting it in a certain district, removing the stigma, and letting it go about its business. Together, we as lawmakers, local leaders, and advocates, and community members recognize that we needed a smarter approach, he said. A key aspect of that, according to Prescott Republican Selena Bliss, is reducing the demand by making it a felony to solicit sex workers. Until now, the law did not differentiate between customers and clients, with both facing the same misdemeanor charge. What was wrong with that? Bliss also held the provision was not just vacating the criminal convictions of the sex workers whom a court determines that were victims of sex trafficking, but also sealing the records so that those who are trafficked can pursue jobs and housing opportunities that otherwise might not be available with a criminal record. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs, who did a ceremonial bill signing Thursday, said that it was time to scrap the laws that provided no differentiation between offering sex for money and paying for it. This approach completely ignores the fact that statistically, the sex worker is very likely a victim, while the customer is almost certainly engaging in this illicit activity by choice, she said. Why then Are we treating the victim the same as the offender? Hobbs said rhetorically, this is not what the system is supposed to do. Pay for play was once legal in Arizona, not just in territorial days, but also for 6 years after statehood in 1912. There have been spotty movements to legalize it, like a small demonstration by fewer than a dozen sex workers back in 2023 when Arizona was host to the Super Bowl. But there have been no proposals introduced at the Capitol in recent memory to decriminalize it, or, as in the state of Nevada, make it a local option. With legalization, with regulations, licensing, oversight, and areas set aside for the business, be a better option than having police out looking for sex workers and their customers? Of course it would be a better option. That way you could focus on actual crimes. But nope, no. This is a bridge too far, because women are affected and men bad. So of course they want to go ahead and put this new law into place. That is not something that I have heard talked about as a solution at all. Bullshit. Hobbs responded when asked at Thursday's signing, I'm not saying that it's not a possible solution, so why not explore that? Oh, I think I know why. The state more than likely is broke, so they need a quick stopgap measure to get more money into the coffers. But have you met our legislature? Even if it were politically achievable, Hobbs said she's not convinced that it solves all the problems wrapped around pay for play. I don't think there is any evidence that would address the real issues of victimization, exploitation, and trafficking that we've talked about, Hobbs said. And possibly, even taking the criminal consequences off the demand side could have the potential of making that worse. Well. So, I'm going to make a prediction, and I hope this doesn't come to pass, but I think this is going to be a slow burn. So the actual law goes into effect in September. I think slowly there's going to be a slight, maybe steady increase, albeit slowly, in three areas. One, domestic violation. Two, divorce. And three, might have guys putting on the mask. Because let's not fool ourselves. There are a lot of marriages that are only hanging on by a thread because that man can go out and rent him some side booty. And a lot of guys, they don't even want the sex. They just want the companionship, to be told that they're appreciated. We all know that it is married men who are the actual backers of OnlyFans, of the pay-for-play market. Why? Because no one ever asks why these men seek out professionals. Oh, no. You're just a bad man if you do. You're a deviant. You're a miscreant. Something's wrong with you. Yeah, something might be wrong with the man, i.e., he's not getting appreciated at home. His wife has turned off the sex spigot, which she can do under my body, my choice, but he can't stop providing under his wallet, his choice. No, 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 no. As we all know, gentlemen, a man's duties as a husband can literally be enforced by the gun of the state, but not hers. They're merely suggestions. Yeah. Yeah. This law is going to backfire spectacularly. But once again, you got to pay $200 off the jump. Spend 15 days in jail, lose your job, try to make bail, and the woman gets to walk away scot-free. Do they not see the potential for women to use this as a form of blackmail, especially against married men? Yeah, yeah. Fellas, looks like in a few more states, the pay-for-play game, yeah, that block is getting too hot. So, as an adaptable man myself, I'm going to go ahead and slide right back into the synthetic companion lane. So, yeah, you would think once this goes into effect, 27th Avenue will be shut down. All the massage parlors will be shut down. But they're not going to do that. Why? Because once again, they need those women to be able to tempt men into rolling the dice. As for yours truly, nah, that block has gotten too hot. So I'm going to go ahead and put me another synthetic companion on order. But with that being said, gentlemen, this is why you never put all your eggs in one basket. Always have a backup plan to get what you desire. So, yep, this is absolutely ridiculous. It is utterly stupid. And of all the things that they could have made a law about, they made a law making a felony out of pay for play. Despite all the homelessness that's going on out here, homelessness, joblessness, all these other things. But nope, we're gonna save other women. Yeah. It's a travesty. It's stupid. But hey, hopefully the men out here that usually go pay for play will simply adapt and say, you know what? I'm just gonna find another thing to do. I'm going to keep my money to myself. I'm not going to get caught up in this. But of course, they want to make sure that people don't know about this, because the vast majority of men who would get caught would be men that don't know that this law took effect. But with that being said, gentlemen, yeah, we all see what this law truly is about. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Look into the law. Let me know what you guys think in the comments section. And for you women in power that wrote this, you better understand this. Better understand this crystal clear. This law is going to backfire spectacularly. Not now, but further down the line. Because men are going to adjust. And when men make that adjustment, that power you thought you were going to get by essentially criminalizing pay for play, that will go out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to entrap themselves just to get laid, that's going to go all right along with it. Because just like me, there are going to be other men who find this, who will adapt. And by adapting, they're simply going to walk away and find other things to do. Other ways to get their desires met, other outlets. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.